I'm going to be honest with you. When we've got a 10-barrel brewery, and when we were first brewing, it's the second beer we brewed, when we were first brewing, I must have had six goes before I actually felt that I'd reached a bit of a benchmark with it.
Okay,
and that was what I was aiming for. And it takes a constant tweaking of the raw ingredients to adjust the colours and the bitterness.
Yeah.
Because of course, over the 3 years we've been going, we've been working with a raw ingredients that have got their own criteria.
Yeah, absolutely. They'll go whichever way they want to go, and you've got to kind of bend and shape the recipe
absolutely.
To make it to produce that flavour.
This time last year, the Styrian Goldens that we were working with, they got a slightly higher alpha, and consequently, we were only putting 9 kilos of hops in. Now the alpha content has dropped a little bit, so we've had to put an extra 2 kilos in. I mean, it's a little bit more expensive, but I think it's worth it.
It's worth it. It's brilliant. And tell me about the name. I was going to say the name. Where did the inspiration for the name come from?
Okay. I'm from Newcastle-under-Lyme, and originally our brewery was going to be called the Lyme Valley Brewery. When we found premises in Stone, Lyme Valley Brewery made no sense whatsoever. So we took the town of Stone and the town of Newcastle-under-Lyme and merged them to make our brewery name. That then, using the word Stone, that gave us the opportunity then to put Stone into the title of everything we do.
Brilliant.
So the first beer that we brewed was Foundation Stone, which is where you're going to start if
you
want to build
exactly.
on something.
Start of your journey.
Second beer, much more in keeping Stone the Crows. We've got
Brilliant.
A bit of a sense of humour about things, which is why we brewed Stone Dead and Limestone Cowboy, Seven Stone Weakling. We've got lots of stone-based names. Einstein, which is our continental beer, which is German for one stone.
Yes, it is.
We've got all sorts of names. We've even used a postcode, ST15.
Have you in a beer, really?
Which is the postcode for the town of Stone. And
okay,
that was for a beer that was only sold in the Swan in Stone.
I like it. So it's brilliant.
Yeah.
So you're drawing local inspiration for
very,
your names.
Very, very much. It really is. It's putting a slant on locale.